This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope you're looking forward to this day. And as you start it, let's start it the best way possible by just reading a few verses out of the Bible and inviting God to shape our thinking for today. God is real. He's active in this world. And he wants to speak to you through his word, the Bible. The Bible isn't just some old ancient book with some good, crusty truths and principles for life in it. It is God's word, and God works through it to actively speak to you personally about your life today. So let's see what he has to say to us. All this week, we're looking at a short passage about an encounter Jesus had with his disciples. It says, and we looked at yesterday, that he began to show his disciples that he must, and that implies the intentionality that was in Jesus' life, that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and to be killed, and on the third day be raised. Well, the passage goes on to describe how Peter struggled with that and the conversation between Jesus and Peter. One thing you know for sure, when Jesus went to the cross, he wasn't out of control. It wasn't people who grabbed him and did things to him that he didn't intend to happen. Even here, before he headed to Jerusalem, he told the disciples, "Here's what's going to happen." He was living on purpose, and he knew that God's purpose for him included some very, very painful, difficult experiences. But because he trusted in God's purpose, he moved with purpose towards and through even those things. It didn't mean he didn't struggle with them. You remember there in the Garden of Gethsemane, as all those things were just on the verge of starting to happen to him, he was in such stress. He was sweating and blood was coming out of his pores. He was under such stress. And he called out to God and said, "Father, if there's any way possible, let this pass from me. I don't want to face these difficult, painful things." It's okay to say that to God. But even in the middle of that, he said, "Yet not my will, but your will be done." Because Jesus recognized God's plan for him included the difficult things he was about to face. And I want to say to you today that God's plan for you may include some difficult and painful experiences. Do you know that God's biggest purpose in your life is not simply for you to be happy? It's not simply for you to enjoy life. Certainly, that's what we would like God's purpose for us to be. But in reality, God says, "I have so much I want to do through you. I have so much I want to accomplish in this world and in the lives of the people around you." And some of those things can only be accomplished by someone who has gone through pain before he encounters the people around him, or she encounters the people around her that I want to use them in. You. God wants to use you in people's lives, and people are hurting. And sometimes for you to be ready to help someone, you have to have gone through the hurt yourself. Paul tells us in one of his letters in the New Testament that God has comforted him in all his afflictions so that he would be able to comfort others who are being afflicted. I don't know if that's what God's purpose is for you. I don't know if you're in one of those time periods. But if you're facing a time of difficulty and pain in your life right now, don't just assume, "Well, God doesn't love me, God doesn't care for me, or he wouldn't let me go through this." And don't just assume that what God wants to do is get you out of it straight away. Sometimes God's plan is to take you through it with his strength, with his comfort, with his love, so that then he can use you in the lives of other people around you. So as you face that very painful, very difficult time in your life right now, don't push God away, nor should you try to pretend that you enjoy that time, but rather open up your heart to God and say, "God, I'm really struggling. I don't understand what your purpose is. I don't even understand how there could be a purpose for this. but I know what I need is your comfort and your love. And so I'm just asking you, would you come close to me, show me the reality of your love for me, and strengthen me for what you're calling me to face? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.